it's now time for the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. We're going to be talking some football action. We've got Red Rock Conference football coaches as well as Wyndham. We also are talking some Wyndham volleyball on the Coach's Show up next here on KDOM.
Your full-service grocery store, Hy-Vee and Wyndham, invites you to shop from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Check out our full-service meat department, produce, frozen, and dairy sections. Dine in the Hy-Vee kitchen. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach John Curry of Heron Lake Okabena Fulda Football. Coach, an absolute battle last Friday night as you guys had Westbrook Walnut Grove. Tough game. Obviously, it looked like it was a bit of a shootout. You guys were able to kind of go back and forth. And, you know, it's a recipe for a solid game against a team like Westbrook Walnut Grove who likes to air out the football. And, you know, it looked like you guys, you know, had the lead late, but Westbrook Walnut Grove was able to score with, you know, just a couple minutes left, and they took the lead in the win 39-38.
Yeah, it was very entertaining. You know, kind of your, I guess, stereotypical nine-man game. A lot of points, a lot of scores, back and forth. You know, neither team got more than 10 or 12 points up the whole game, and just kind of, you kind of figured that whoever had the ball last was going to have a pretty good chance to win, and you know, they have some really, really good athletes. And I thought we did a lot of really good things. We kept them in check. We ran the ball much better than we have all year. We've really gotten a rhythm offensively, despite some injuries and different things. And so I think it was definitely a step forward. And I told the kids it was, you know, I was proud of them for all the months back. And very exciting game. And unfortunately, we just, somebody had to win, somebody had to lose. And unfortunately, we were the ones that ended up 1 point short.
Yeah, Coach, you know, it's always tough when you play well like that and, you know, you don't have the W to show for it. But like you said, you know, it's always good to have the kids play hard, and they still have some football to play. Tonight, it is a bit of a short week as it is MEA week, so a little bit odd situation playing on Wednesday nights. But, you know, it happens every year, so I'm sure, you know, everybody's kind of used to it. But, you know, a tough opponent in Red Rock Central, you got them at home. You know, they're coming off a tough loss to Hills Beaver Creek. You know, they're going to be thinking of a bounce-back game tonight. What are some things heading into this game that you're thinking about, maybe some keys to try and upset the Falcons?
Yeah, I think it's always tough on that short week. I'm not sure that any football coach particularly likes the MEA week schedule, but it is what it is. And like you said, we do it every year, so we're kind of used to the rhythm of it. But, you know, they're very physical. And so, you know, we have to be able to try to match the physicality. We haven't done a good enough job of the last 2 years. Because that's what they like to impose their will, run the football, keep you off balance, and play really good defense. And so we have to be very disciplined, very physical, and try to take, you know, they're so well coached and so disciplined in areas that sometimes you can maybe get them in ways they're not expecting. And so hopefully they'll be able to do that as well. So just try to compete, and above all, you know, both teams want to come out healthy for Tuesday in the playoffs, and you know they're kind of in the thick of things, and we're kind of in spoiler mode now. So we'll see what we can come up with.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. We'll see you tonight, and good luck.
Sounds good, thank you, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
GDF Enterprises in Wyndham. Whether you plow it, load it, mow it, blow it, or haul it, GDF has it all. Large showroom and outdoor lot. Located Highway 60 and 71 East Wyndham. Your one-stop shop and more. Browse our inventory at gdfbobcat.com.
Moving to a senior living community or a skilled care center is a major decision, but the Good Samaritan Society offers choices for short-term rehabilitation, assisted living, or long-term care. Offering a variety of services, it's the Good Samaritan Society in Wyndham.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jenegas of Red Rock Central. Coach, a tough one against a really good Hills Beaver Creek team. You know, it's one of those headed into it. There are some, you know, section implications on the line, and, you know, just a tough one to come away from. Hills got the win 22-0.
Yeah. You know, like, you go in and there is this maybe a little bit added pressure or added, you know, emphasis on the game because of the seeding process, you know, with the computers and all of that kind of the QRF formula and all that kind of stuff that the factors into that now, like all of those big games and big wins are important. And excuse me, unfortunately for us, like, we just didn't execute very well. Hills is a solid squad, really got a good team. And they came out and they punched us in the mouth early and we just didn't respond the way we had hoped. And, you know, unfortunately that put us behind on the scoreboard right away. And offensively, we just weren't able to get anything going. We couldn't find any rhythm in the passing game or in the run game. And, you know, defensively, as the game went on, we got better, right? But not good enough early in the game to come away with a win.
Yeah, Coach, it's a tough one to come away from, but you guys got, you know, a game tonight. It is a short turnaround, MEA week, Wednesday night football to end the regular season, and you guys are on the road taking on a winless Heron Lake Okabena Fulda team. And, you know, I know coaches especially will talk to the guys, or you'll talk to your guys, you know, let them know this is a opportunity more or less than, you know, a guaranteed win. It's a chance for you guys to kind of bounce back from the tough loss against Hills. And, you know, on the road, anything can happen. Heron Lake Okabena Fulda has obviously gone in for their first victory, and it's a chance for you guys to kind of make a statement here before sections begin.
Yeah. You know, a short week of prep is always difficult, right? Especially, like you said, when you get a team that's, looking to get off the schneid a little bit. But you have to come out with the mindset that you're going to stick to what you do. You don't have a whole lot of time to change anything, right, or add something new in 2 days of practice, especially when you're coming off a physical game like we had last week and got a couple of guys that are a little nicked up and a little dinged up, so you're holding guys out and hoping to make sure that they're healthy enough to play in the game, tonight. And, you know, at this time of the season just comes down to, right, I think a lot of times it comes down to the players, right, no matter what type of scheme you put in, what the type of wrinkles you throw into the offense or to the defense, right? The players still have to execute and step out in between the lines and do their job. And you know, that's going to be a big part of it tonight. If we can establish the run game early, open things up for the pass and be balanced like we have when we've been winning all year, you know, that'll be the biggest thing. You know, when you look back at the three games that we've lost so far and the four games that we won, we've been able to run the football. We've been able to use that then to open up the passing game and have a fairly balanced offense. You know, in the three games that we've lost, we've struggled running the football, which means that we're throwing the ball more than we potentially would like to, right? And then if you don't complete those passes, you put yourselves in some down and distance situations that you're not quite comfortable with. And, you know, that's again, what happened last week and a couple other times. So hopefully we can now get it squared away and get back on the right track heading into the playoffs.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we look forward to seeing you tonight in Heron Lake. Appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
AgPoint Solutions.
Hi, this is Matthew Adrian. Mustang Seeds brings innovation to the marketplace with conventional soybeans, Enlist E3, and Roundup Ready Xtend Flex. AgPoint Solutions has it all.
AgPoint Solutions, 507-832-0008.
I am State Farm Agent Stacy Zano in Windham, and I'm proud to support our local and area sports. I'm a member of our community, living and working side by side with you, offering great rates and even better service. Call us at 507-831-4705. State Farm, people you know.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Tim Kirk of Mountain Lake Area Football. Coach, another big win for you guys at home. It was homecoming. You had Medelia coming to town. You know, we talked beforehand, trying to limit the distractions and coming off a huge win against Hills Beaver Creek before Medelia, and the Blackhawks coming in without a win. You knew it was going to have to be a time for you guys to kind of jump out on them early. You were able to do that. Second team was able to get in there in the second half and play some football, which is great experience. And, you know, you guys were able to get the win 47-6.
Yeah, it was. We got them, you know, it's homecoming. It is what it is. We had a very good homecoming, you know, a good community and student body, you know, excitement. But we got them focused, you know, after score, before the game, and got them focused back on what our job is. And the kids answered very well to what we wanted from them. We came out and scored 33 points in the first quarter. Overall, I think I believe they had minus yards of total offense until our second stringers came in, and we had 47 points at halftime, and we did about whatever we wanted to do, and that's the sign of a team that's really blossoming. When you play a team you should beat, and you come out and you just take care of business. I know we did put the ball on the ground a couple times, and you know that's just little things that can happen, but we just got to make sure if we're going to make a run, those little things can't happen. But a lot of focus, a lot of guys touching the ball. I thought Jake Evers, he was outstanding. I think he was 6 for 6 with three touchdowns. And then we got Alex Blum, a couple touchdowns right away, a kid that we count on the block, but also was a weapon. He scored the first couple touchdowns. So a lot of things we worked on, and it worked real well. It was one of those games, you know, it's over with, and you're like, I think we got better. And that's all I wanted to see is I'm pretty sure we got better. And we just need to move forward and start, you know, with tonight. You know, we play Nicola, a team that's spread offense, definitely more dangerous. I think they can possibly, you know, put up some points, but our defense is playing outstanding. And we just got to be ready to play, and we're playing each game since we've on this winning streak. We're playing each game. If we lose, we're done. And that's kind of the mentality we're having. Cause you got to prepare for every team that they're they're the best. And we've been doing a good job with that. You know, it's kind of this is the weird time of year where short week, we had a couple practices in the cold, but we got stuff done, and it's just a matter of staying focused, and now it gets really weird with a Wednesday, Tuesday, and then whatever happens after that. So trying to get the kids mentally prepared for that. Some of these kids know what it's like to go late into the playoffs, and it's cold, and the next week might be warm. It's all those little things, but I was very excited with Friday night. Taking care of business, like you said, the whole second string got in, and I think we ran 33 plays on offense the whole game because of running time the second half, and you know we had a lot of quick strikes early. So tonight I think it's going to be a little different story, but very proud of the kids to come out and dominate a game in which we should have, and we did, and that was a good thing. Now we have to move on and see what happens against Nicolet.
Yeah, Coach, you know, you're mentioning Nicolet there on a quick turnaround here tonight, and it's got to feel good, like you said. You know, you started off the season having some questions, and now the guys are kind of starting to fit in some roles. I know you got Cody Ron in the backfield now, and he's kind of been a consistent carrier of the football the last couple of games. And, you know, headed into this final game of the year and the playoff run, it's got to feel pretty good, kind of knowing, you know, at least some of these guys have their roles headed into the final few games.
Yeah, it's that's what honestly Mount Lake area football is about. You know, you got to find your role. Some kids would like to run the ball more, catch the ball more, throw the ball more, play more D-line, play, you know. We'll take care of that as coaches. You just play your role, and the kids are bought in, and it's nice to, first of all, just, you know, be healthy. And to have a kid, you know, like Cody Ron, who he gets in the backfield, and you give him a hole, he's pretty good. And you throw in Evan Karsnick, who's a phenomenal sophomore, and then Jake's obviously a kid that can run. We didn't give him any rushes and or I don't think he had any tackles on Friday. He played the whole game, so he's got some good rest behind him, and that was kind of our goal, too, is not let Jake take a pounding because he's a sophomore. You know, he's not a huge kid, but he plays like he's 200 pounds and plays hard and physical, and we got him a night of just handing the ball off and just doing a little bit. So finding kids' roles and not complaining about whether you get 2 yards rushing or 102 or 2 catches or 8 catches. You know, that's not what we're about, and these kids are bought into that. And, you know, we got other kids, too, that we feel we can still put in, so we're finding that depth throughout the year, too, as kids are getting more confidence, learning, more comfortable with our system, you know, paying attention in practice, and, you know, as weeks go on, you're going to learn more and more, and this is the time of year where you want to be your best. So when kids find their roles and buy in, your team will be better, and that's what we, you know, we try to demand. It's not going to be perfect, but I think it's one of our mainstays of our program is, you know, we don't care if you run for 100 yards. We want you to be in the right spot at the right position to make the team better, and that's what kids do. And it's pretty fun because it makes practice fun. Whether you win or lose, or we get knocked out of the playoffs early, as long as you leave it all out there and buy into the team, you know, what more can a coach ask for? But I think this team's ready. I tell you what, we played good games, and I know Friday was pretty good, but I still haven't seen that clean, really, really, like, outstanding game, and we're hoping it's just going to keep coming each week.
Absolutely, Coach. We got a little bit of a road trip tonight, and then it is into section play. Appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Keep kids thriving with regular checkups at the Eye Doctor Clinic and Dentist. Need help scheduling an appointment or establishing care? Call the Child and Teen Checkups Program at Public Health, 507-847-6918.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Carter Ross of Westbrook Walnut Grove. Coach, a big win for you guys. You were able to beat out Heron Lake Okabena full to 39-38. Can you talk us through this matchup and what went right for you guys last or Friday night?
Well, you know what? It was a game of two pretty evenly matched teams, and we played. It was our homecoming, so we talked about the distractions during the week and whatnot. And once it was game time, the wind went down and it turned out to be a nice night. And you know, and our kids played pretty well at times, and their kids played pretty well at times, and there's some turnovers and penalties, but all that being aside, it was a pretty good high school football game. So we got the scoring off to the scoring first. We were able to move the ball on our first possession, culminated with Ross hitting Dan Cleveland on a 26-yard strike and then hitting Luke DeSmith in the end zone. So we got up 8-0, 2-3 minutes into the ball game, and that was good for us. We haven't had too many leads early in the games, and for us to get off to a good start, that was a key moment. So, unfortunately, it didn't last very long because Heron Lake Fulda were able to score on their next possession. They hit a big pass play on third down. I think it was 3rd and 15, and we just kind of lost coverage, and they were able to convert and then pay it off at the end and tie the score 8-8 after they had scored. So after trading turnovers, we were able to move the ball down again. We had a penalty that had a touchdown called back. Then we got behind the sticks, and our kids have, I think back through the season, after playing 7 games, how many second or 1st and 20s we've had, and our kids, they overcome it. They understand what needs to be done. They don't need to get 20 yards in one play. We just need to break it down. And we were able to do that after this penalty. And Ross Fong, Cole Curry for 13 yards. The extra point failed, but we were able to take the lead back with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. So next possession, Heron Lake scored, went down the field, used 3.5 minutes of the clock, scored on a 5-yard touchdown run and made the 2 points. So, just like that, it's 16-14, we're behind. Took us into the second quarter after kind of a mirage of turnovers by us and by them, back and forth. So the scoring kind of stopped until about 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, and then the fireworks started up again. Heron Lake was able to score with 4 minutes to go in the quarter, and then we were able to use the 4-minute offense and went down the field and scored right at halftime to make it. Brady Ross hit Kevin Curry this time. Extra point failed to make it 20-22 at halftime, and that was key. Our defense came up with a big stop to get the ball back in that exchange of events. So it was anytime we can get stops, anytime, that was key for them. The opponent stopping the other team from scoring was huge. So third quarter opened up. We were able to take the ball. I believe we turned it over on the first possession. They had the punt, so we got the ball back, and we went down, and Elijah Merrick ran it in from 1 yard out with the seven-minute mark of the third quarter. Extra point failed, so that put us up 26-22 at that point. Right at the end of the third quarter, they were able to score to retake the lead, 30-26, and then we had a couple turnovers in between there, and they scored their final points at the eight-minute mark. So that put them up 38-26. So we're down 12 points with just under 8.5 or 7.5 minutes to go in the game. And we've been here before, you know, and the kids have come back all season. And you know what? They did it this time. And we were able to go down the field and score to make it 32-38. And at that point, we made a decision that, you know what, for us to win this game, we're going to have to make an extra point. So we went with the kick, and Brady pushed it wide right. So that left the score 38-32. We knew the next possession was the key. We had to stop them to get the win or get a chance at winning the game. And it came down to a 4th-and-4 play just at the 44-yard line. And Cole Curry blitzed off the edge. They ran. Couldn't happen any more perfect. They ran a bootleg pass right into that, and he was able to sack their quarterback for a 10-yard loss on 4th down. So we took over with 2.5 minutes to go in plus territory. That play changed the whole complexion of the game. It gave us plenty of time with our 3 timeouts. We could run the ball. We could do whatever we wanted offensively versus just that panic mode and, you know, having to go 70 yards. So that worked out good. We 3rd down, Brady Ross hits Dan Cleveland on a beautiful timing route. That was key. Picked up the 1st down. We had a couple penalties, and then that set up. Cole Curry ran a screen pass down to the 1-yard line with a minute to go. So now the strategy of what we do. Each team had a timeout. So what we did is we ran the clock down as far as we could during that 1 1st down play, and then Elijah Merrick punched it in for his 3rd touchdown of the night. And that set the score at 38-38 and set the extra point team on. Before last week, we hadn't made an extra point since 2008. And the snap was good by Curry. Hold was good by Cleveland. And Ross kicked it through the uprights to give us the 39-38 win. So, exciting game. It was kind of a game that our kids needed to win. You know, we've battled all year. We've been close in games, and we played hard, and they deserve to win, and we got the W.
Perfect, Coach. Coming off a big win now, you guys got a short week. You know, unfortunately for you guys, first win is a short week to celebrate, but, you know, you guys got Cedar Mountain on the road now, a team that's coming off their 2nd loss of the season against Renville County West, and you know they're going to be looking to bounce back, and you guys would love to, you know, build off that victory you had last week. Can you talk to us a little bit about the game coming up and maybe some keys headed into it?
Yeah, you know, they're a really good team. We're going to have to battle. Their quarterback loves to run the ball. He's a big bruising running back, so we're going to have to tackle him well. If we can do that, we can hang around and stay in the game. And offensively, to be honest, they do basically the same stuff as us. So it's a good time to catch them on a short week as far as prep time, because it is. I mean, they run the jets, the bubbles, the quick passes. You know, they just run their quarterback quite a bit more. So that'll be our first key to stop them. And then offensively, we just need to keep rolling. We've been playing well. Our receivers have been winning one-on-one battles. We've been catching the ball, throwing the ball well. So, and then continue to develop our running game. We had a nice running game last week. So going forward for that game in the playoffs, that's going to be key for us, is to get some run rushing yards.
Perfect. Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Look forward to catching up with you again next week.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio. Extra Touch Auto of Windham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto today at 507-831-1314.
Higley Ford Sales Company is your trusted Ford dealership in Windham, and the reason why our loyal customers keep coming back. They offer an extensive new and pre-owned inventory, as well as lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. They are dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of our community. They look forward to seeing you.
We're now joined by Coach Adam Farag of the Windham Eagle football program. And Coach, how are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You guys are coming off of a very tough loss at homecoming and senior night last Friday night. The final score was 48-8 in favor of Lake Crystal. Tell us, what are your takeaways from that game overall?
That was definitely one that we thought should have been a lot more competitive. I mean, going into the week, that's what we thought it would be. But, you know, we just, I mean, it's hard to be competitive when you perform the way that we did. You know, we kind of just brought up some bad habits that we had kind of been working away from. The biggest thing was the tackling. I thought we had taken a big step forward against Redwood in terms of our tackling. And then we just kind of regressed a little bit. And I'm not sure what it was exactly, but we couldn't finish plays. I mean, we struggled filling our gaps and stuff. It's just, you know, it's kind of just been recurring issues that, like I said, I thought we had been working away from, but we just kind of had too many mental lapses and just too many failed executions, especially on defense.
All right. Yeah, and you and I were talking a little bit about the opening drive for Lake Crystal. I mean, it's kind of hard to come back from a four-play, back-to-back, first-down drive, opening drive for Lake Crystal, and they open the game with quite the punch with that TD. And, I mean, they kind of let off a little bit with that point-after attempt fail, but how do your boys respond to a play like that?
Well, I think that's a problem that we've had all year is our first defensive drive, we always struggle to, you know, really set the tone the way that we want to. You know, we had hoped to, you know, get the ball right away and score, you know, kind of set the tone. But, yeah, defensively, we just, you know, that's always been, you know, the big bugger for us is that, you know, the run game just continues to hurt us. And, you know, it's kind of just the most frustrating thing is, you know, that we continue to get beat by plays that we work the most in practice. So we just need to keep, you know, looking at our responsibilities, getting into our film, and, you know, just understanding that, you know, everything we do is for a reason.
Yeah, and I thought you guys were going to bring a little bit of life back into the matchup on your third drive of the game, 3.5 minutes left to go in the first quarter there. You guys started out on your 25 and you marched it all the way down to the 31 and you were able to lock it in for a TD, and then you guys got the two-point conversion, so I thought that was going to be a little bit of breath of fresh air into the game.
Yeah, and, you know, a touchdown, that's just, you know, our athletes being great athletes. You know, Quinn gets out of the pocket and keeps his eyes downfield and finds Tucker. That was just, you know, two talented guys making a good play. And, you know, getting the two-point was, I thought, pretty big for us, too, getting that hit right away. But, yeah, I mean, after that, it just seemed to be the same kind of story of, you know, couldn't get off the field on defense, and then offensively we struggled just to sustain drives, or when we would get down to, you know, a good scoring area, we just couldn't punch it in from there. So just, you know, it really comes down to missed opportunities. We tend to have too many of those, and once we can figure out how to capitalize on those and just execute better as a whole, then we'll find ourselves in a lot better situations.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the seniors. It was their last trip to Island Park to play on that field, at least for football anyway. What were the mindsets of the seniors going into and coming out of that matchup?
Well, you know, there's always the extra, kind of the extra motivation when you know it's your last home game. And, you know, I think the seniors really, really brought it. And, you know, it was really nice for them just to, you know, kind of have that extra steam going into the game, you know, get the nice moment before the game and then the last walk afterwards. But, you know, I think it really starts to set in that, you know, your season is, or your final football season is coming to an end after that last home game. And you realize that, you know, when you only have road games left and you don't have, you know, a whole ton of them left, that, you know, a thing that you've worked for so long is finally coming to an end. So, you know, for them, it was just really emotional, you know, all the work that they have put in. And especially, you know, to go out with, you know, a loss, it always hurts a little bit more. But, you know, I think that they'll be able to use that into motivation for the rest of the year.
All right. And that's actually a pretty good segue, because you guys are going to be on the road facing Pipestone, a team who, by my accounts anyway, at least at this point, going into the next couple of days, they are ranked number 2 behind Jackson County Central as far as standings. I mean, either way it could go. You know, they could change. They can go number 1. They could stay at number 2. So what are you guys thinking about going into that matchup?
Well, you know, Pipestone's always a very talented team. I mean, they're always big, have some talented guys. You know, really, it's going to be us just going in there as, you know, the obvious underdog and really just trying to surprise them. Hopefully we can, you know, be able to strike early and strike often. And, you know, I know last year we had a pretty competitive game with them to end the year. So, you know, hopefully we can repeat that kind of performance, except come out on top this time.
All right, very good. And one last question going into the Wednesday matchup and the fact that it is the final regular season matchup. What are your guys' thoughts on, you know, just getting that first playoff game out of the way?
Well, we know that regardless of what happens, we're going to be on the road. So it's just kind of having that road warrior mentality. I mean, as of right now, it's looking like we'll probably head to Jackson for that first matchup, or there's always the potential to go right back to Pipestone. So we know regardless we'll be on the road against a good team, and we'll just have to know that, you know, since we're not going to be at Island Park, we really got to bring the, you know, the extra juice with us and just leave everything on the field.
All right, very good. And going into Wednesday, overall health of the team still pretty good?
Yeah, you know, we continue to get healthier, which is good. You know, we should be at pretty much full health this week, so that'll be a big plus for us.
All right, very good, Coach. Well, we'll talk with you a little bit more after the matchup on Wednesday, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right, that was Coach Adam Farag of the Windham Area Eagles, and we'll continue on KD1 Sports right after this.
Connect your world with WyndhamNet, your local fiber optic telecommunications provider. Business and residential phone service, internet service, home Wi-Fi, and cable TV. Find out more at WyndhamNet.com.
When you choose United Prairie Bank, you'll find a true local, family-owned community bank. Personal service, rewarding checking, and other incentives that are waiting for you at United Prairie Bank. We'll help you get there, member FDIC.
We're now joined on the KDOM Sports by Coach Crystal Fast of the Windham Area Eagle Volleyball Program. And Coach, how are we doing this evening?
Oh, we're doing good. Thanks for asking.
All right. So you guys are coming off of a two-game win streak here, first against St. James and then against Springfield. Let's go back and talk a little bit about the St. James game. It was senior night that night, if I remember correctly, and it was a 3-0 victory in favor of you guys, and you guys seem to be dominating all three sets. What were your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, you know, we came out ready to play. You know, the girls knew it was possibly their last match, depending on how seeding went on their home court. So they just wanted to get out and have fun and enjoy the moment. And you know, that's what I tell them. You look back, and you know, us adults always tell them, you know, you never get that time back. And so just to enjoy the moment, and they really did, and we played really well. You know, St. James was missing one of their better players with an injury, so I think they're a different team if they have her on the court. But we overall did really good things. We did dominate pretty much. You know, we controlled the offensively, we controlled the net, and we, you know, a lot of pressure on them with our serve, which was exactly what we needed to do. So got the win, and got to honor our six seniors who have been dedicated to our program for many years. Six seniors that, you know, we're going to miss tremendously next season. And we just are fortunate enough to have six seniors that are willing to, you know, buy into our philosophy and put in the hard work and get the underclassmen to do it as well.
Yeah, you got to love when the seniors step up and become almost court generals in that sort of situation where they, you know, help out the younger kids and set the better example for the younger kids as well.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. They do that across the board. You know, we have a lot of, you know, yeah, we're young, but we also have a lot of players that have seen a lot of time either this year or in previous years. So that always helps matters. But we just have six seniors that, you know, our focus this whole entire season has been play as a unit, play with unity, and the seniors just bought into that and have done a really nice job of making sure that that gets done. You know, if you play as a team and play as a unit, you have that cohesiveness, good things are going to happen, and we've seen that this season.
All right, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about Springfield. It looks like you guys won that match 3-1 against Springfield on the road. So what were your takeaways from that matchup?
You know, totally honest, we did not play good volleyball. The girls were really tired. You could tell, you know, coming off homecoming week last week, a Monday night match. Springfield came ready to play. They played phenomenal volleyball from what I saw. And we weren't moving our feet. We were really heavy. We just weren't doing the little things that we normally do right. We came away with the win, but like I told the girls, it's not not the way that we need to be playing, and they know that, and you know, we get it. As coaches, we understand, you know, we have some illness going around, so, you know, we got girls that are playing that are putting their, you know, playing even though they don't feel well. So you just have to appreciate that kind of dedication from our girls. And, hey, we got the win. And, you know, one thing we really did well is we blocked the ball very well on Monday night in Springfield. We had a lot of blocks.
Well, that's always good. And, yeah, homecoming and Monday night matchups, whoever thought of that needs to go back and take a look at the schedules, I think, and reevaluate that sort of situation.
Oh, yeah, it is what it is. You can't make everybody happy. And, you know, our schedule is made of a year out in advance. And then, you know, I get with homecoming, you just got to find a week that works best. That, you know, you got football at home and you got volleyball at home and maybe cross country's at home. So it's not easy to put together an athletic schedule, and it's not easy to pick a week for homecoming. So we got through it, and, you know, the girls had a good week, and that's what matters. And, you know, we got the win at homecoming week, and they had fun.
All right. Well, let's look ahead a little bit here forward. You guys are going to be in a matchup at home, so those seniors actually get at least one more for sure game at home this season. The seeding came out. You guys are seeded number 3, and you're going to be taking on number 6 in Fairmont. And what are your thoughts going into that matchup?
Yeah, so seeding just came out this morning, and you know, we're very pleased with where we ended up. We were hoping for 3 or 4, and the girls should be very proud of they earned that. They did the hard work. They got that 3 seed, and because of that, we get to play at home at least one more time, like you said. And you know, we've seen Fairmont. That was our first matchup of the season, so it'll be interesting to see them again here at the end of the season. We know what we have to do to take care of our side of the net, and that's what we're going to focus on, how we can beat Fairmont, but beating Fairmont by doing the little things. And we've got time here now. You know, we got a little over a week to work on some of those things that we've seen in the last couple of weeks that need improvement, or we need to just tweak and break down a little bit more.
All right, and I'm actually glad that you mentioned the fact that you guys have had faced Fairmont in the past. And do you suppose, because the girls went out and they defeated Fairmont 3-0, do you suppose that they are thinking, you know, hey, this could be an easy win for us? Or do you suppose that they're going to just attack it as any normal matchup?
Oh, no, not at all. You know, the one thing that we do here now the next week and a half is we practice a lot like this is it, because as I told them Monday night after our Springfield match, now it's win or go home, win and be done. Like, we have to win to keep going. And it becomes real, and it becomes a little bit more intense. And the girls know that, no, you know, we've had our matches this year that we maybe, excuse me, came in a little flat, you know, Monday being one of them. And we can't do that. We have to come ready to play. We got to leave it all on the court, and no matter who you're playing. And we've seen Fairmont. We've beat them, but that means nothing. What happened on just whatever it was in Marshall means nothing at this point. Now we have to win, and a lot can happen. You know, Fairmont's improved over the season. We've improved. So no match is a cakewalk in playoffs. Anything can happen.
All right, very good. Well, we look forward to how that matchup turns out, and we hope to continue to talk to you going forward here. But Crystal Fast, thank you very much for joining us here tonight.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. That was Coach Crystal Fast. We'll continue on KDOM Sports right after this.
That's going to do it for the Wednesday Night Coaches Show here on KDOM Radio. Stay tuned for some Wyndham football coming up shortly here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1 as they take on the Pipestone Arrows.